Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then the next sort of few steps that you've made with your career, again, I go back to this feeling that I don't want to use the word reinvent because that suggests that you have to do something to crowbar yourself back into whatever. But you just seem to be able to pull rabbits out of the hat based on your talent. You just do seem to have the resource of talent to tap into and to go, right, this is the direction I'm going in now. And I'm thinking, you know, obviously with musicals, but Neighbours, how did that come about?
Well, that came about because the production team had obviously seen some other things that I'd done. And it was mainly, a lot of it was to do with Jason Donovan because his daughter's in it and I play her mum. So they needed a British woman to play her mum. And I think just maybe all the connections of, I know Jason, I've known him for years. And so that's kind of how it came about. But yeah, it sort of was a bit out of the blue, really.
So you went over there.
Yeah.
You did a block of filming.
Yeah.
And then when do we get to see it?
Oh, so it's just started.
Right.
So, but I'll be on
so
here.
How many have I missed?
Only one. It started yesterday.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I was on here yesterday.
Okay.
And then I've shot scenes up until like March next year. And then after that, because I can't say too much, because it's a 35-year anniversary, so I've got quite a big storyline. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm lucky I do get to do all these different things. And of course, it opens other doors, because the play that I'm thinking about doing next year, I was now like, oh, actually, we could maybe go and do it in Australia as well.
Yeah.
So it does open other doors.
But you seem to be in a good place with your career, but that, I don't know, and I'm definitely not putting words into your mouth, because you will correct me. It seems to come from a calmness from you, just seeing the way you interact with people and the way you are. And your relationship with Eddie is, what, 5, 6 years?
Six years next year, yeah.
Oh,
can you believe it?
God.
6 years.
That is...
That's the longest
like
for
that.
Me.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm so rubbish at relationships.
But you're not.
No, I really am.
I feel like you're a serial monogamist.
No, I've always been with someone, and the problem I have is I do get very bored.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. And
but
I
is
think
that with life generally or just
everything,
with that bloke,
which is why even... No, I think everything. I think I've got... I'm a bit ADHD and I think as I've got older, because my daughter's got it, I've come to realise, she's been... She's not severe. She's got strands of a bit of everything. She's got dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia. She's got a bit of ADHD. She's a little bit of everything.
Like a little bundle.
Yeah, so... And through having her... going to, you know, specialists with her to sort of define what it is that she's got. I've learned a lot about myself, and obviously I've seen a lot in myself. And when they're asking me the questions like, so what is she like when she's at home watching TV? Can she just sit still? And I'm like, not really. She's always getting up and doing something. And I'm thinking, I never
That's
sit
you.
Still.
Yeah.
I literally never sit still. All films, you know, when we talk about friends of mine go, well, don't you remember this film when you were a kid? And I was like, I've never sat through a full film. Like,
really?
I find it really hard to sit still.
Yeah, but do you know what? How interesting is that, that you are learning so much about yourself because of your daughter?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
though?
But it's good because also I've got to understand myself a bit more, and also it helps me to understand how what it's done is enabled me to reassure her that if you find that one thing you love, you'll probably be really good at it because it'll be, you'll put more into it.
Yeah.
You know,
especially you're a shining example of success with all of that bundled in.
Well, I think, especially with kids with dyslexia or like, last night I was trying to help Betsy with the maths homework and I was useless. I had to get Eddie to do it.
I actually dread the time.
No, I said to Eddie, I can't do this. And he was like, babe, are you joking me? And I went, I'm serious, I can't do it. And he had to help Betsy.
He's a little brain box, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good with numbers and everything. It's not my bag.
Yeah.
But I was like, And he was going, I can't believe you can't do it. It's so simple. She's nine. They've given you homework for a nine-year-old and you can't do it. I went, yeah, but you can't do what I do.
Yeah.
So do you know what
you
I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm able to say that to Betsy. Yeah. So she doesn't feel like she hasn't got confidence. And I think that was the problem with me,
yeah,
is I never really had that diagnosis. And diagnosis makes it sound all very clinical and medical. But it's not... I never really had that, so I never really understood why there were certain things I couldn't do.
Mm.
And I always used to think, why don't I finish things? Why do I start something and move on to something else? But now I realise I've always had a bit of ADHD. So.
And so do you think that has in turn helped your personal and private life? Or is it,
no,
is
I
it
think it's been a nightmare.
I mean as in with Eddie.
Oh, like. Yeah. I think because we're just very similar and I'm older and we are so much alike. But I do think it had a massive effect on my relationships growing up. Mm. I got bored so easily. I mean, it would literally be, like my friends used to go, 3 years was the max I could do. And I would get, and that was at a stretch.
That's like Jose Mourinho at a football club. Mm. Like, get 3 years and you're out.
But it's terrible, isn't it? And Eddie, I remember when we were coming up to 3 years, he went, this is going to be the test now to see if, yeah, because he sort of was half thinking, never go past 3 years. I have gone past 3 years. Before, like with Betsy's father, Lee, I did, but I'm probably, a lot of that was because we had Betsy and, yeah, you know, but I do get, which sounds awful because it sounds like I'm sort of just shooing guys away, but it's not, it's just, it's not great when you can't settle. It's a horrible feeling.
No, of course it's not. It's, you know, that's, yeah, that's tough for you. You're on good terms with Betsy's dad.
Oh, God, yeah. You get on well, so well, yeah. So well.
That's,
yeah,
lovely. But I also think it's a lot to do with the fact that Eddie makes you laugh so much.
Yeah, we do laugh a lot. We do.
I mean, your sense of, yeah, humour is very similar,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's very similar. And, yeah, that's the one thing I will say. And I remember somebody once said that to me, if you can laugh together, then you'll stay together. And we do. And that's the thing as well. When we say it's 6 years, it doesn't feel like 6 years.
Yeah.
Whereas before, everything used to always feel like, if I get to,
yeah,
3 years, whereas the 3 years has gone and I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
we'll see. We'll see.
Is there any regret that you didn't meet him earlier?
No, because, yeah, I mean, there are moments when you do think it would have been nice, but then he wouldn't have. He's got two lovely grown-up children. And also, I've got Betsy and, you know, I don't have any regrets about any of my relationships.
Yeah.
But I...
And also, you can't change anything, so that's,
yeah,
a stupid,
maybe,
question for
maybe
me.
We wouldn't... Maybe even if we'd met when we were younger, I don't think we probably would have worked out. I think...
Ah, so it's got...
I think a lot of it's
to
do with
this
age,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also getting to know yourself, because you do as you get older.
Yeah.
You know, you start to understand yourself a bit more. And I've had to start seeing, I've started to learn that there's something nice about giving something time.
Yeah.
Because I'd always be thinking, what's next? And who can I do next? Who's next on the hit list? Without actually,
yeah,
enjoying being in something,
yeah,
and seeing what happens when that grows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you and Eddie in year one, very different, I'm sure.
Oh, my God,
to you
so
and Eddie
different.
Now.
We look so much older.
I tell you,
but it's that. Sorry, I'm just going to have a quick drink.
Do you know what? Classy.
Yeah, classy as a girl.
Do you know that, I know you've just said that Eddie couldn't do what you do, but it's quite funny seeing him.
He thinks
on Gogglebox.
He can. No, he's funny on Gogglebox.
He's funny.
But he can't sing. And he always, have you not seen him at Charlie's Place when he gets on the mic?
Oh,
and he
God.
Hogs, he thinks he's a really good singer. It's really annoying. He's a terrible singer. No, Gogglebox is funny. And again, I must love him because previously, any other relationship, they said do something with your partner. I was always like, no, I keep my career separate.
Right.
I do my own thing.
Why do you think that was? Because you went out with a couple of famous people, obviously,
yeah,
Jimmy Kwai, JK.
Yeah, but we still
then...
kept everything quite separate.
Yeah.
There weren't very many things that we did together or were seen at together.
But you and Lee had very similar lives. Like,
yeah.
You met on a job.
Yeah,
you?
On the show.
On the show.
But again, we kept everything separate afterwards. Mm. I feel comfortable. Do you know what I mean? And you know he can do it. He's not fazed by anything. It's not like he does a bit of telly and he feels uncomfortable.
No, but I think he's natural. I think he's authentic.
Yeah.
I think people see through you straight away if you're not.
Yeah,
I think so. he's exactly as he is,
yeah,
on screen as he is off it, as are you.
But it's funny because people
the best way.
Actually stopping him now asking for selfies,
no,
which is hilarious because he's like, he comes home and it's all old dears and he's like, oh, I got stopped in John Lewis.
He's quite distinctive looking, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it weird for you? And he went, it is a bit odd. He said, because I keep thinking, he said, like, I was in the co-op and I thought someone thought I'd stolen something because I'm being, like, followed around the aisles. And then he's got, I had to sort of educate him a little bit about not dragging it out, because people, what happens is a lot of the time is if somebody spots somebody they recognise from TV, they first of all think they know them from, they've met them.
Yeah.
Or, oh, did we go to school together? Or they're standing there. And I'm like, put them out of their misery and, you know, just say, oh, we, perhaps you watch Gogglebox or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And he does this thing
but
where they go...
It sounds a bit wanky when you say
it
that,
does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. But they go to him, oh, it's you, isn't it? Oh, I know it's you. Oh, it's you. I've met you. I saw you at my Auntie Vi's birthday party. I was talking to you all night. And he's like, no, we've never met before. And I'm standing there thinking, just put the woman out of her misery. But I know you. Oh, are you on telly? Or you're on that thing. And he goes, I don't know. What programme do you think it is? And I'm just like, just say it.
Is that modesty stopping him?
I don't know what it is.
Or does he quite enjoy it?
I just think he likes it. He's just dragging it out. And I'm like, please just tell him.
That's lovely, though. Yeah. And, you know, I know that we're both in our 40s now, but... And I held a little baby today, and I tell you what, it made my ovaries flip.
I wouldn't have any now.
Wouldn't you?
No.
No.
No, shall I tell
you
why?
You've got a three between
we
you.
We did talk about it. We did go through about a year of, well, I would say it was lazy trying, really. we sort of always missed the right time, but it was always when we were very quite a bit drunk or something. We were like, well, we've tried, but there was no trying going on, really.
But you weren't looking at your little, because I remember, I used to message Wiggy saying, I'm ovulating. He'd go, well, you're in South Korea, so that's no good to me.
Yeah.
And then in the end, I stopped flying to so many places with F1.
Yeah.
Straight away, we got pregnant because we were in the same country at the same time.
Exactly. No, we didn't. We did talk about it because we were a bit like, oh, it would be nice. But then I think when we've discussed it properly, we look at, like, Eddie's kids, his son's 25. I mean, before you know it, they're going to be having... Eddie's going to be a granddad.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And we were like, it's a bit weird. When you've got grown-up kids... that your dad then starts having children. Plus, it's all very nice at the moment. Do you know what I mean? We don't need to.
Yeah.
You're a mum whether you've got one or 10 kids. It doesn't make any difference. I'm a mum. I've still got a young daughter. She's only 9.
Yeah.
I'm still going through the sleepovers and the, you know, the trips to Disney and all those kind of things. So
you never
I'm
know.
Still in it.
It might alter your relationship with her. I mean, like, not
she
not
doesn't
wittingly.
Want me to. We've talked about it. And I've asked her since she was very little. And all my friends' kids who've got one have all said to me, oh, they always beg me to have another baby and they'd love a brother or sister. Mm. She's adamant. She just says to me, no.
Does she?
Yeah, and that's it's so funny. And I think that is because I did 5 years with her as a single mum, just the two of us. And I think our relationship's different because of that. And it's very tight. And I don't... It's not because she's being selfish, because she's 9. It's just I think it's... It just would change everything.
Would.
And I don't feel like we need to now, you know. I just think we've talked about it. We tried lazily for a year. I think
Bridget
sometimes
Nielsen.
It didn't even make it into the right hole. That's how lazy we were.
So, I'm not sure that's laziness. That might have been deliberate.
Oh, yeah, he had a good time. But so I just think it wasn't... we just were useless there.
Yeah.
We never really tried. And then I did go, obviously, to see my gynaecologist and do all of that at the Portland. And he said, I could help you and I can do things to boost your fertility. And I just walked out and thought, I really can't be
it's
bothered.
Effort,
I think I'll just go
it
and get a coffee from Brett.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivalled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
Will you have another one, do you think?
I can't now. Right, I mean, do you know what? I had 2 brilliant pregnancies. Mm. And then I had 2 terrible births.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely terrible.
It's like my sister was those were traumatic. Yeah.
And all it does is you just go, why rock the boat? Like,
I've
got 2 lovely kids. I love our little team dynamic. I love the 4 of us. Man on man marking, no zonal. So basically, imagine having 3. You'd be like, who looks after the 3rd? It's bonkers,
isn't
it?
No, I know. I know I'm the same as well.
You've got to count your blessings, I think.
And I just think, because of my age, you know, I just, it does now come with other issues and worries of...
Well, look at Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah.
She's 55. She just had a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just don't, I personally, and I've got a friend, you know, who's a similar age to me and she's having one and that's great, but I don't think I could be doing the school run for the rest of my life. That's what it would feel like.
Yeah, you'd literally.
But their children are an absolute blessing and I love it, but I just, There's so many things that I want to do as well that I've just, I did put to one side because of being a mum and being on my own and bringing her up, and that I stopped doing that. I would never have done taking the job in Australia a year ago, 2 years ago, because I was much, very much like, I need to be at home, I need to be with Betsy.
Yeah.
But as she's getting older and understanding more,
yeah,
and she's got all her little friendship groups, and that I can go off now and have the freedom to do things, and there's still things I want to do.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got a great relationship with her, so I don't think it would damage that, but it could jeopardise, it could change it. You never know what the change is going to do.
I don't know.
But that's brilliant. So what other goals or ambitions do you have?
There's a couple of things that I've checked my little list of things that I've... Some things I forget that I've done. I have to look through my CV. Like, I was going to everyone, I'd love to do a sitcom, and then I realised I have done one. But I would like to do another sitcom, because I do like comedy. I'd also like to... I've never done just a straight play.
Oh, yeah.
I've done a lot of theatre.
Like a serious
play. Serious play, which I'd quite like to do.
What about a podcast? And then I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to do a podcast.
I think you'd be really good.
I'd enjoy that, I think. It would be good fun.
You're a good talker.
I don't stop, do I?
I love it.
I do. Honestly, at home, Betsy's like me. We don't stop talking. Eddie's like, I can't get a minute's peace.
It's good.
Yeah, it's funny.
I feel like you're one of these people that's going to work.
Is it getting darker in here?
Yeah.
That's just really weird.
Just your eyes.
Have you just turned the lights down?
Do you know what? It's because it's edging closer to opening time.
I know. They're like,
and then suddenly the door's going to open and all these people are going to come in their suits from work for a cheeky beer afterwards. I feel like work-wise, you're not going to stop. I don't feel like... I think you're a bit like my mum. My mum is one of these people that, if she stops working, she won't know what to do with herself.
No, I wouldn't know what to do. I like working.
Keeps her young.
I enjoy it. And I love all the people I meet. I mean, I've got friends... I have to remember my age sometimes, because I've got friends like Lydia and that are just so much younger than me. Like, I'm closer to her mum's age, you know? And they're, like, trying to drag me out to clubs and come to Ibiza and do this and do that. I'm like, seriously, I used to look at women of my age in clubs and think, oh, you sad cow, you know, like, get alive. And I'm just like, oh, I can't keep doing it anymore.
Do you have a mentor like through your career? Has there been someone that's sort of, because she probably sees you as a bit of a mentor?
Yeah, they do always ask me for a lot of advice. I get all the young ones messaging me about, especially career advice.
I always feel like Barbara Windsor might have been a mentor. Has that been concocted by the press?
No, that's by the press.
Oh,
not
it?
Really, no. I don't really know Barbara that well. I've only met her a couple of times.
Oh, you're joking?
Yeah.
I love her.
I think she's amazing, but I don't really know her.
She's a national treasure,
isn't she? Yeah, she is. Bless her heart. Lovely.
So one of the things I always ask people is, what keeps them awake at night?
Nothing.
Really?
I sleep so well.
Do
ask Eddie.
You?
It literally takes me seconds to go to sleep, and I snore. And I go into really deep sleep.
So you don't worry about anything?
Not really. Oh, I've had worry moments. I've had periods of like insomnia when I've broken up with a boyfriend or whatever. But I don't really. I don't. What's the point in worrying about things?
But I think that could be because you're in a really good place in your life.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe with the Edster.
Yeah, maybe. You can't credit him for everything.
All right.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer. Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.